And it seems that Rus is getting a tremendous upgrade, right? Perek Bey starts with the Anius, the unbelievable poverty that Rus had, and Nomi having to go to collect in fields. We can't even imagine this. Abbas Malachim, the going snoring by fields. Terrible. Matzev. And Nomi throws out a suggestion. Perek Gimel, Perek Bey's already, she says, you know, Boyaz, he's our Korov. Perek Gimel starts with Nomi saying, this is the, I want you to get a good shidduch. This is a good shidduch for you. It's hard to understand what Nomi was thinking. Why would Boyaz marry Ruth? That's, again, from just a simple reading of the Megillah. Why would Boaz marry Ruth? Boaz will marry. You look in Eretz Yisrael when I was by Rav Nevin Sal Shalita. So his Zeinikoch marry Rav Chaim Zeinikoch. That's a good shidduch. It's in Viagef and Viagef and Dovon Homes Kabel. Boaz from Yehuda, a Shoifet, a God Lador. He's marrying a Moyavia. Doesn't make sense. The whole shidduch is a Peladik shidduch. But Lamaisa, Nomi told Ruth to do it. Ruth went and did it. And miraculously, it looks like a Nes Min Shemayim, like a Mice of Yehuda and Tomer Kemat. Miraculously, Boaz agrees. If I was Ruth, I would make a Suda Seido. Wow. I don't know how I pulled that one off. Right? Pella. But Boaz's reaction to Ruth is, he taft chazdei ha'achron yoisim minarishim. This kindness is even more than the first chesed. Simply, you learn the first chesed, which she spoke about in the second parak, that she came with a mother-in-law, that she gave everything up, her whole life in Moav she gave up, and she came to be with Nomi. That's a huge sacrifice, right? Choritz, like I said, it's the opposite. That was a total self-sacrifice. Here she's getting the God Lador Shidduch. Like, what's going on here? What's the Heitavt Chazdech Achron Menavish? It's my Shapella. And then Boaz tells her things which it could be, it's nice to say, you know, he said, Levulti Lechas Achor Abachurim. He talks to us like she's like the Shidduch everybody's running after. Meanwhile, Pliny Almoni, who was even more of a Korov, refused to marry her. But Boaz talks Kilu like, you know, they're lining the streets to marry Ruth. Everybody wants to marry Ruth. So that was the Pella that we were dealing with. Obviously, it has to be a Pshat. The Targum makes a little bit of an adjustment, which doesn't really answer the Kasha, but at least it gets us to think a little more. The Targum says that the first chesed wasn't the chesed that she came with Nomi. It was that she was Mizgaya. If you look by us in Targum, that's what he says. So you have to know what that means. Targum is saying, meaning, this chesed of marrying Boaz, which we don't understand why it's such a chesed, this chesed is a bigger chesed than the chesed of being Mizgaya. Don't know what. But that should get us thinking. So there are a lot of different ways to learn. One way is the oifin to learn is like the Malbim. The Malbim is found here in Megillas Rus, and the Malbim seems to learn. Let me get the Malbim. Take. The Malbim seems to learn, not the way I said. Meaning, Taka Rus had plenty of shidduchim. Taka. Even though it was a questionable yichus, and there definitely were people like Pliny Almoni who were not masking to marry her because she was a Moavia and a Gioris and this. So there were plenty of people that didn't want to marry her. At the same time, the Malbim seems to say he takes the words of Boaz literally. Boaz said, Levilti leches achar habachurim. Boaz tells her, you're marrying me, according to Chazal, he was hundreds of years old, Boaz, he was an old man. You're marrying me instead of marrying a young person. Zok the Halakha Malbim right here on this pasuk. Shafilu bochur dal. Says the Malbim, be'etzem, even a poor young man, if you went to a woman who's 40 years old, you told her, listen, I have two shidduchim for you, right? I have one shidduch for you. The guy is 42, young, healthy, but he doesn't have parnasa. And he's not a famous guy. Nobody knows about him. He's a poor, poor guy, but he's 42, healthy guy. You can live with him till 120. I have another shidduch for you. Mamish, the guy, he's as rich as Bill Gates, and everybody knows about him, and he's in Northern Metropolitan Nursing Home. He's not on the first floor, because the first floor is people who are more active. He's on the second floor. He has a beautiful wheelchair, gold. Remote control. So he's already with the Hashgacha from Eretz Yisrael that he could use it on Shabbos. So you don't have to wheel him around. Even Shabbos, you have a special wheelchair. Zok the Malbim, Lamaisa, a young woman would rather marry a poshete, simple, poor young man than to marry a psal to Zokin. Right, see, she becavative. So the Malbim says, Shafilu bochur dal o yoyoyse toiv mi lukacha Zokin. But then he says, you have to take the words of Boaz literal. When Boaz told Ruth, Levilti leches achara bachurim, it means there were bachurim there. It means, not the way I was telling you, that l'chayra, Ruth would have had a very hard time with Shiduchim. Right? No, it's up to Malbim. The kol shekein, shehayis moitzei bachur osher. You would find a young guy who's rich too. She was pretty. She was, in that way, she was pretty. She was kind. She was personable. She had the einisha l'yoyfi maila. Because of that, he says she would have gotten a shidduch. The at pachart bezoki. You went and picked an old man. That's the sachesed. So again, I'm very far from that tkufa, right? Without living over there in the time of Rus and Boaz. But to me, this Malbim is a chiddush nifla. It's not a chiddush nifla that Boaz would try to make her feel good and say, wow, it's so nice. But that taka be'aliba de emes, Boaz was a shvacha shidduch for Rus. It's a big chiddush. It's a very big, and it almost sounds like from the Malbim that Pliny Almoini was like a, he was a weirdo, right? Pliny Almoini's chaverim would have told him, what are you doing? You could get Rus? You know what I mean? Rus? What are you doing? It's a big chiddush. But I'm just telling you, as I teach the Malbim, besides that it's hard for me to understand, again, the Malbim, everything the Malbim says, they say that the Beis Halevi, when he saw the Malbim's Pirush, he said if he wouldn't know who wrote it, he would have thought a Rishon wrote it. He would have thought one of the Rishonim wrote it. So the Malbim is the Malbim. But I'll tell you that it's to me a big chiddush even from a modern halacha. Because there's a halacha that a young woman is not supposed to marry tak an old man. I just told this to somebody recently. A guy came to me, he's older, and he wants a young lady. I told him, just know, that's not the Ruach of Chazal. Ruach of Chazal is not, doesn't mean you have to marry somebody your age. Ruach of Chazal is, it shouldn't be Azokin with an Ara. That's not what Chazal say. So the Sefer Chassidim has a whole shtickle. Sefer Chassidim, it's a Shinayin Tes, has a whole shtickle on this Shaila about an old man. What happens if Shidduch comes up? The guy's older, the girl is younger. Is he allowed to marry her? Chazal say you shouldn't do it. Right? What happens? It comes up. And then the young lady says she wants to marry this old man. What's the halacha l'maisa? So they ask the Sefer Chassidim. Answers the Sefer Chassidim. Simin Shinayin Tes. Afal gavdam rinon lo yisa zokin b'chura. Even though the rules are according to Chazal, that a Zokin shouldn't marry a young woman. Im Zois HaBachura. If this young woman, that's really what she wants. It's not like the old guy chapped her. He says, Kamo ba, already Kamo Bachurim Bikshuoysa, Vilei Rotsasa Bahem. She wants a guy who's experienced in life, who's a saintly, who's somebody. She wants Mishakona Chochma. So, Elochafetza Bezoke, Mishu Yudi Toy, Voyodasha Yoser, Takonosa Bezoke, Oz Mitzvah Sheyisoena. Says the Halakha Sefer Chasidim, in that case, it's a mitzvah to marry her. There's no prohibition for a person marrying a younger woman. I had one of the Rashivas I learned with, very Choshev Yid, lost his rebbe tonight. I think the wife that he ended up marrying after his wife was maybe 30 years younger than him. Right? Baruch Hashem, it's a gewaldige marriage. She wanted that. She wanted a Rosh Hashiva. She wanted this Talmud Chacham. And she was maybe 45 or 48, and he was maybe close to 80. You know, it was a big, very big age gap. But that's what she wanted. Sefer Chasidim says, mitzvah sheyisoena. It's 100% kosher. So the Chidor brings down the Sefer Chasidim. Als psak halacha. In Shailos of Tshuva Chaim Shaul, that's a Tshuva Sefer that the Chidor wrote, he brings down the Sefer Chasidim, and he says, Udvorov smuchim lo'adu omer lomen. He says, of course, the words of the Sefer Chasidim, one of the G'dolei Kadmonim, doesn't need me to say it's good. The Chidor says, avada, it's good. He says, but I will tell you, agam she'in tzrichim chizuk mikomokoy mishum yagdul toyer v'yadir. I'm going to show you a riot to the Sefer Chasidim. The B'Sanhedrin that I involve, it's a B'Ferish Gemara. The Gemara calls an older man to marry a younger woman znus. So it's not a nice thing, right? For an older man to marry a woman that's very disproportionate to his age, the Gemara brings a pasuk. Omar, Rebbe Lezer Omar, al techalil bitcho laznoisa, ze hamasi bitoi lezoke. Rebbe Lezer says, if somebody marries off, again, because that's the case where the daughter doesn't have much of a say. It's Kiddushay Av. It's Kiddushay Av, the father is picking a husband for her, and the father goes and he picks up his lezoke for his daughter. The Gemara calls that al techalil lezbitcho laznoisa. It's a strong term. Zok techida, Rebbe Lezer Atzmai. Rebbe Lezer himself, the Bala member, the one who says that if you marry off your daughter to a young man, to an old man, your mamish machalal your daughter. He himself, when his niece became of age, mamish age, simonim, she's a gdela, she's ready, able to get married. He told her, tzi v'hinasi lish. Yeah, she told him, I want you. He wasn't trying to chop her. He was his niece. He wanted to marry her off. Help her get married. Rebbe Lezer had a lot of connections. Well, marry off his niece. I'm always working with my nieces. Right? That's marry off your niece. She told him, Aloya Moscho Noichi, I want you. Oh my Lord, Biti Kfar Zakanti. I'm an old man. I'm not the right one. Marry somebody more close to your age. I want you. He married her. Could you imagine? Rebbe Lazar himself. The Bala Membra, the one who says, Chas v'sholom al techalul bitchol aznoisa, don't marry if your daughter to an old man. He wasn't the kind, his own member. The Teretziz says, the Chidah, like the Sefer Chasidim. If the girl wants, this is talking about either a Kiddushay Av, right, Kiddushay Av. So there, It's a shaila. The girl doesn't want, or you chapped her, you convinced her, you connived her. But if this is taka, if it's vetted, and the good is what the girl wants, fakhen. Gevaldik. Now, if you look over here by Ruth, you have the same kasha. What's going on? Now, if you look in the chidah here says, he brings down in to the end, he says, Va'oid, we see by Rus. Hey Taft, Chazde Chachr Minarisha. Boyas took Rus. He was an old man. According to one Chazal, he was hundreds of years old. Depends on how you gauge. And he married Rus. So Rabbi said, what I'm telling you is very simple. If Boyas didn't really believe that Ruth wanted to marry him. He didn't really believe that she wanted to marry him. He thought that she was pressured, not by her uncle, not by her father, by her mother-in-law. He wouldn't have been allowed to marry her. He wouldn't have been allowed to marry her even. Al Korchenu. She and that's what Naomi said. Naomi said this is good for you. Naomi didn't say it's a mitzvah. Yeah, it's also a mitzvah. It wasn't a regular mitzvah. It wasn't yibum. It wasn't a brother-in-law. It wasn't a regular mitzvah. It's yibum. It's an Indian. Right? So all I'm telling you is that Al Korchach Boyas really believed that Ruth really wanted this. She really wanted this. And if Boyas would have thought that Ruth doesn't really want it, and she's overstretching herself, and she's struggling to do it, he wouldn't have even, Alpi Chazal, he wouldn't have been allowed to even marry her. It just strengthens our question. So Rabbi Isai, I think that one of the ways to explain this whole shtickle terror is to go back to the Targum that we discussed. The Targum says that when it says, let's look at the pasuk. When it says "Heitavt chasdei ha'achron minarishin," the Targum says as follows: "O tavas tivusoch basro min kadmo." This chesed is better. Why? What was the first one? Kadmo the isgaris ubasro the avdus garmech kiitzer the natural evil. So the Targum says, not referring to the chesed of going with Naomi, it's referring to the chesed of being misgayer. Don't know what's that chesed exactly, but that's the chesed. The second one is. So here's, I think, Rabbi Yisai, the clincher. The clincher we could say like this: Avade Rus was very happy with the shidduch, and she made atoyv ametiv that she got such a gevaldik shidduch. She was very happy. And Boyas knew she was very happy, and if Boyas didn't think she was very happy, he wouldn't have gotten involved either. Everybody was very happy. Naomi was happy. Ruth was happy. Boyas was happy. So what's this thing? If you look at the pasuk, there's a. When I asked the kash, I asked you, how could this chesed be a bigger chesed than the one before? So, you know, in Tanakh, you have to be medayik. The words, right? It doesn't say, Godoil chazdei ha'achren minarishin. It doesn't say that this chesed that you're doing now is godol. It's bigger. Take, if it would have said godol chazdei ha'achr min harishon, take be a greater kasha. Take be a good kasha. How could it be a bigger chesed? The first one totally was moiser herself to Naomi, impoverishing herself, leaving everything. And now she's getting the godol adol. But he doesn't say godol. He says, hey, taft. It's better. It's a better chesed. It's more shlemistic. And that's where the Targum comes, and the Targum says that the first chesed is that you were misgaya. What's the chesed you was misgaya? What's that chesed? Exactly, what's he talking about? So Rabbi said, I think that the pshat here is really simple. There are two kinds of ways of doing a chesed. Always. In life, there's two kinds of ways of doing a chesed. One kind of way of doing a chesed is, actually, we just had Rashi. Mamash has had this Rashi a lot Torah in the parish. It says that, v'chiyom uchachicha v'achzakta boy. So Rashi says, you should chop him before he falls. Rashi says, once the guy falls, it's a whole different story. Once the guy falls, it's a ganze shvera parsha. Chop him before he falls. But it's not just chop him before he falls. The biggest chesed you could do for somebody is when you give them koiches to become their own people, that they shouldn't have to come on to chesed. That's why in stoker, the biggest level of stoker is a person who's malava oni, ashrei maskil oldol, malava oni, that he should start a business. And then the poor person becomes independent. He's not an Yitzchak. You change who he is. That's the biggest chesed. That's why the Ramban says, the biggest chesed is to teach somebody Torah. Because Torah carries a person throughout his life. You give somebody Torah, you gave him tools to carry himself throughout his life. It's the biggest chesed. Chesed is sustaining, helping the person to be sustained. You give a guy $100, so you gave him $100, so he has what to buy today. Now with inflation, not even so much. Maybe supper. Bedoichik, right? What does he have? But you give a guy something, a tool, a life skill, a tool. You're giving him, you're carrying him. That's the biggest. Chesed is based on the shleimus shabbat. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal used to say, there's many pirushim in the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. Ain't stokah mishalem eselafi chesed shabbat. Rabbi Yankov said this idea. He said, how much the stokah is going to help the person? Not just now. How it's going to carry the person, right? That's the metzias. The more you sustain somebody, hold somebody up, that's the ikar chesed. The Ramban Taka says, v'haftar kamoicha, this. And then he says, you give him michachmosai. That's the spitz v'haftar kamoicha. More than mamoinai. More than money. More than, give a person michachmosai. You're giving him something that's lifelong. Lifelong. When Naomi came and Ruth came along with her, she was giving Naomi Chayesho. She was giving Naomi Chayesho. Naomi Nebuch was in Ganson destroyed. She was Ani Malaya Olachti Vereka Meshivani Hashem. Naomi was Mamish, a broken lady. Mamish went from the height of the height to Mamish in the Eret Arayim. And Ruth didn't let her sink. Ruth came along with her. Right? But what did she give Ruth Lamaisa? What did Ruth give Naomi? Therapy. A lot of the therapists, the problem that they do also. They give a person therapy in a way that the person always needs therapy. That's not a chesed for somebody. You make somebody, you should always need therapy. That's like you're making somebody be an oni forever. That's not chesed. I used to tell that to couples when they came to see me. I'm old, come to me once or twice and give them some simple etzes and Baruch Hashem. Say, Rabbi, we don't understand. We came to you just two times and everything's okay. We've been in therapy already for 6 years. I said, I have to tell you, I would love to take the credit. I'm not a big chacham. So why did I get you out of your problem? I said, very simple. The therapist you went to, their parnosa is that you should keep on going to them. They only make money if you keep on coming. Their business is you should keep on coming to them. Right? So they got to figure out a way how to keep you happy enough that you keep on coming and not happy enough that you still keep on coming. Because if you get too happy, you stop coming. If you're not happy, you got to find another therapist. It's not an easy needle to thread. That's a kunst. That's called a good therapist. You have to know how to keep the person happy enough to keep coming. I'm really getting from my therapist. And they should say that in 20 years also. I'm still getting from my therapist. Right? It's a kunst. I said, by me, my thing, I'm not making any money from you coming here. You're taking my time. My business is to get you out of here. So it's a different perspective. It's not a chokhmah. It's a different perspective. Memela, when Naomi went and she started Malchus Beis David, she took what she was trying to help Naomi with Chaye Shoah, and she turned that into Chaye Olam. She turned now that Naomi's devastation turned out to be a hamshoch of Malchus Beis David. Yulad ben Lenomi. That's a better chesed. Not harder. The first chesed was harder. The second chesed was better. And that's something in life always to think about, in everything, to make things shleimistic, things that continue. That's the, by chesed it's that way, by steiging it's that way, by diets it's that way. Some people, they lose 30 pounds in a week. It's the worst diet. Any diet that you lose 30 pounds in a week or two, you get back kefal. You get all of it back and then you get back kefal. Okay? Because you didn't make something shleimistic. You didn't change who you are. You're weiter a shlober. You're a shlober that put some weight on the show for a couple of weeks and then you're going to take it back. It's not become part of you. The Malbim says, it's already found in the Mahal. Ezu Osha Samech Bechelk, it was Ezu. And what about Stamina Oshir? Is not? A guy has $1 billion. He's not an Oshir. Ezu Osha Samech Bechelk. I understand. It's a good thing to give somebody therapy if they have no money. Don't worry, you're Samech Bechelk. But that's the only Osher? Ezu Osha Samech Bechelk. Imagine when all the Rosh Hashivas come to me and ask me for my gevir in my community. Imagine if I give them a list of Samech Bechelk people. They have no interest in that. Give me your gvirim. Now I'll give you my samech b'chelkum. Right? But the idea is, so says the Maral, samech b'chelkum endures. Money comes, money goes. It's not who you are. Ezer washer means who is a person who intrinsically is rich. Who, there's something about them that's rich. Something that stays. Samech b'chelkum. I'm saying that a person with money is not an osher. It's not b'cheftza, it's a person who has ashiras. It's not who they are. And that's what Boaz was telling Ruth. When you did this, what you're doing now, you're changing Naomi's asidus. You're changing the whole future of who Naomi was. This is a better chesed than that one.